We're looking at Paul's situation in Acts chapter 23, verses 9 through 11, where he finds himself held in the Antonia fortress after a rather difficult defense of his faith before both Claudius Lysias, the commander, and, of course, the Sanhedrin. Luke tells us the following night the Lord stood near Paul and said, "Take courage. As you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify about me in Rome." Well, Paul has had quite an experience. He was grabbed by the crowd at the temple, nearly killed, and then rescued by Claudius Lysias and a contingent of Roman soldiers. And then he was taken to the Sanhedrin and given an opportunity to defend himself before both the Jews and, of course, the commander. That didn't go so well. Paul really ended in a stalemate as he got the Pharisees and the Sadducees arguing about the reality of the resurrection. And so I asked the question last time, do great apostles like Paul get discouraged? Absolutely. He finds himself wondering, what will happen to him now? Will he ever get to go to Rome? Will he ever get to go to Spain? Because really, that's where he wants to be at the end of the day. As Alexander McLaren put it, Rome was the goal where a blow struck at the heart of the empire might reverberate everywhere. Well, think of where he has been so far. We have traced him from Antioch to Philippi, Thessalonica, Athens, Corinth, and Ephesus. If we know the full story of Acts, we know that he will also have to endure the mob riot in Jerusalem, the final rejection by the Sanhedrin, prison in Caesarea, an appeal to Caesar, a long, weary voyage, and a shipwreck. And all of this will lead to incarceration in the imperial city. But right now, at this point in Acts, Paul faces a crisis. As Dr. McLaren describes it, one can fancy how, as he lay there in the barrack that night, he felt that he had come to a turning point. And the thoughts were busy in his mind. Is it for life or death? John Stott adds this, "The violence of the last 2 days, and especially the hatred of the Jews, must have made him wonder anxiously about the future. There seemed little prospect of his leaving Jerusalem alive, let alone of his traveling on to Rome." We may remember that all this was predicted by the Holy Spirit. Paul had been told by the Spirit what was awaiting him. He told the Ephesian leaders, "And now, compelled by the Spirit, I am going to Jerusalem, not knowing what will happen to me there. I only know that in every city the Holy Spirit warns me that prison and hardship are facing me." While Paul was still at Troas, he expressed his concerns about not knowing exactly how the Holy Spirit's repeated warnings would be realized. Now he knows. As one commentator put it, Paul's worst apprehensions of what might happen to him in Jerusalem were being fulfilled. No hope or encouragement could be expected from the leaders of the Jerusalem church. There was, in any case, little that they could do, but they probably judged it best to stay clear of the trouble arising from the ill-advised action which they had urged on Paul. And then he adds this, "Where now were his plans for carrying the gospel to the far west and visiting Rome on the way?" That's a good question, and we'll continue to find out next time on Verse by Verse.